For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 445.
Well, now you know. So what a difference a presidency makes. 4 years ago, we had this.
Is that President Biden in front of the White House showing off? Oh, EVs.
Yeah. Companies like Stellantis and GM. But no Teslas, of course. The best-selling, most American-made cars in the country. We're not there.
He's just going to drive a Jeep, which is owned by Stellantis, which is not an American car company
anymore. Yeah, it's a foreign company. Mm. Yeah. And now, 4 years later, President Trump posted this. Yeah, funny, when President Biden excluded Tesla from the EV summit and from the White House, Democrats weren't upset then.
I wonder why.
By the way, as you said, Jeep is owned by Stellantis, which is a foreign company. But now President Trump said, I love Tesla. The one that I like is the Model S, and I want that same color. I'm going to give him a check. I don't want a discount.
But I don't give out no discount.
And he chose ultra red for his Model S plaid, which, by the way, he can't really drive because he's the president. So it's pretty much for his staff to drive around.
You're not allowed to drive if you're the president?
Well, I mean, you've seen that Comedians in Cars where Obama tried to drive out of the White House complex. And
true. Okay.
You're the president. Days of, you know, what, Harry Truman going for a walk down by the Potomac are, I think, over. Mm. Attorney General Pam Bondi has been urged by members of the DOJ committee in Congress to prioritize the DOJ and the FBI investigating the Tesla attacks in right here in Littleton, Massachusetts, in Portland, Oregon, in Seattle.
And last week, President Trump said that people who are attacking Teslas will be labeled as domestic terrorists.
Elon said this is domestic terrorism and will be treated as such, as POTUS said. And then on Friday, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said this.
If you targeted someone, if you went after someone because of their political affiliation, we will be investigating you. We will be looking at you because that's the weaponization and it has to stop. For instance, look what they're continuing to do, as I said, to Elon Musk. They are targeting Tesla dealerships, the stations where you charge a Tesla. They're vandalizing cars. I have already directed an investigation be opened to see how is this being funded? Who is behind this, doing this? We have people we're locking up on that. We have someone in jail right now from one of the dealerships. They threw a Molotov cocktail through a dealership. They're looking at up to 20 years in prison. So if you're going to touch a Tesla, go to a dealership, do anything, you better watch out because we're coming after you.
Wow.
And
well,
if you're funding this, we're coming after you. We're going to find out who you are.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Because this is messed up. I mean, look at this. Somebody posted these signs in New York City.
Elon agrees with you. He said it's messed up.
Because it's not just, you know, signs like this, which could be argued is free speech. It's people.
Well, we're going to do a lot more.
All right. All right.
Now, depending on where you get your news, Elon Musk is either a visionary changing the world or a reckless billionaire playing with fire.
And with his newfound government position, coverage on Tesla, SpaceX, and the future of sustainability is becoming more polarized than ever.
That's exactly why we keep partnering with Ground News. It's an app and website that completely streamlines our research into these videos. Ground News was created by a former NASA engineer to help people break free from media bubbles by showing the full spectrum of perspectives on any given topic.
With complete data on the political biases, credibility, and financial interests behind the headlines, we get access to diverse and even opposing viewpoints to better understand the stories shaping our world.
Ground News is how we found the full coverage on Tesla's declining sales.
I wanted to know if it was an increase in EV competition, Model Y refresh, or if it was Elon's public image that had anything to do with it.
With one click, We got a quick breakdown based on every source the Ground News found reporting on it.
We can even see how much attention it's getting from across the political spectrum and why it's so important to diversify where we get our news.
Their factuality breakdown helps us identify the most reliable information, which is huge as Elon takes on a bigger role in government and the coverage around him only gets more sensationalized.
Comparing coverage, I can see that some outlets framed the drop in sales as a simple market shift, while others focused on Elon's political controversies, while more savvy outlets covered how the new Model Y led to a temporary sales decline.
Seeing all perspectives side by side made it clear just how much our perception and financial decisions can be influenced by one-sided views.
But if you're here watching now, you know, you're already someone who loves digging deeper into stories about Elon Musk, Tesla, and the latest breakthroughs in sustainability.
That's why we think you'll love following our favorite topics with Ground News to track how they develop and find angles that you might be missing.
And for a limited time, you can get the same plan we use every day for nearly half the price.
Just go to ground.news/NYK or scan this QR code to get their unlimited access Vantage plan for just $5 a month.
Ground News helps us stay curious, think critically, and see the bigger picture, and we think you'll find them just as valuable.
So Elon posted this on the 11th, in support of the policies of President Trump and to demonstrate our confidence in the future of the United States, Tesla commits to doubling vehicle production in the U.S. within 2 years. And then a lot of American flag emojis.
So Tesla produced 1.77 million vehicles in 2024. So this means that before March of 2027, Tesla will produce 3.5 million vehicles per year?
That's what Elon said.
I mean, I don't know. He might be off by 2 weeks.
Could be.
As a function of the great policies of President Trump and his administration, and as an act of faith in America, Tesla is going to double vehicle output in the United States within the next 2 years.
That's a big deal. Thank you.
Yeah, and then he gets a pat on the back by the president. Thank you, Elon, for doubling production. I mean, I think this is a really good sign. I think it shows that Elon knows that his team can do it, first of all, and or at least they're saying they can do it, and that Tesla is going to have the batteries for it. I think the limiting factor has always been battery production, and I think this is a really good sign showing that he sees some kind of path to getting that many batteries into cars.
He also sees some kind of path to be able to sell that kind of cars.
Yeah, well, as we're going to talk about in today's show, demand is not a problem. All right, here's our buddy Will from Tesla Jigsaw to show us his Belgium Tesla light show adventure. Take it away, Will.
When a Tesla engineer first dreamed up the idea of syncing Teslas to flash their lights and move to music, even Elon Musk probably couldn't have predicted just how massive these light shows would become. They bring together Tesla owner clubs, families, strangers, weirdos like me to unite and watch Tesla come alive in a dazzling synchronized dance of music and light, and in this case with drones too. But like all things, there's more to organizing an event like this than most people realize. But just like all 3,000 attendees, we all started with the same problem. Gotta get to Belgium.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I've got a full tank of electrons. It's dark and I'm wearing sunglasses. Let's go to Belgium.
Ah, welcome to England, where the sun always shines. Right onto the clouds above us, that is. A couple of superchargers later, myself, Greg, Matt, Simon and his kids crack onto Dover. If you've never been on the Channel Tunnel, it's a bit like driving onto a train of the future, if we were still back in the 1980s. Still, 30 minutes later, bonne de douche, we're in France. Other Tesla owners joined us along route until we arrived at our digs in Belgium. Nothing fancy, of course, just this 980-year-old castle, complete with underground tunnel, the most magnificent architecture and decor, and even apples in my room that told me where I was. The next morning we headed to the drone port, where preparations were well underway for hosting the light show. Food trucks, vendors, sponsors and Tesla themselves attended, bringing with them three Cybertrucks, Optimus, a few new Model Ys and even a few Cyberquads for the kids too. Myself and Chief Morale Officer,
my dad says you have to get to work,
aka Simon's daughter, got straight to work on marking out over 1,000 arrows on the runway. Did we do a good job of lining up all these cars? I guess we'll find out later with the drone shots if there's any wobbly Teslas.
Look at one of the Teslas I found. It's got beer in it. How's that?
That's all right. Is this your own beer as well?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's straight from Slovenia.
Well, thank you very much. Are you excited for the light show?
Of course.
Yeah, good stuff.
Okay. Simon is making a very good light show, so...
Cheers!
And that's what it's all about. Not drink driving, of course, but community. If you want to see my full video about the event and an interview with the main man himself, then head on over to Tesla Jigsaw at some point. And also go to xlightshows.io to watch the full event. And you can download your own Tesla light shows. Back to you guys.
Wow. So much work put into that event.
So much work just to get the cars parked correctly. Thank you so much, Will, for sharing your adventure with us. Everyone, go right now and subscribe to Tesla Jigsaw and watch Will's full episode on this. It's really fun.
Tesla North America posted four reasons why the Model 3 is the number one selling electric sedan in America. Number one, made. Number two, in. Number three, America. Number four, $299 a month and only $1,000 down.
I think with all this talk of the Model Y, we forgot that the Model 3, which started this whole thing, really, being the affordable electric car, is still an affordable electric car. And a lot of people want a sedan, and it's selling great.
Yes.
So you remember the January 29th Loveland, Colorado Tesla attack, where a fire was set beneath the Tesla Cybertruck and then graffiti was spray painted on 15 Teslas.
On February 27th, Justin Thomas Nelson was arrested and charged on multiple felony charges.
Now this, Elon reposted this X post from the Loveland Police Department saying they made their second arrest in Tesla's incident. On Thursday, March 13th, Loveland PD arrested 24-year-old Cooper Joe Frederick of Fort Collins, Colorado, and charged him with five felonies for the March 7th firebombing of a Tesla building and two vehicles. And on Saturday, Michael Lewis, a 42-year-old Subaru owner, did this to Avi Ben-Hamo's Cybertruck on Washington Ave in Prospect Heights, New York. Avi, by the way, is Jewish. What you doing?
Michael fled after he was confronted, but then came back for his Subaru an hour later, and police arrested him. Because it's a, say it with me, hate crime.
Yeah, Homar's catalog posted, LOL, looks like he's gonna cry. Hilarious. So Michael Lewis could be charged with aggravated harassment in the second degree under New York's Penal Law 2430, which is a Class A misdemeanor with up to a year in jail.
But because the target is Jewish, prosecutors could argue that it was a hate crime under New York Penal Law Section 485.05 with up to 4 years in prison.
Quack around, find out.
And Elon said, crazy people, naturally, he drives a Subaru. It's just to me, If you're against Nazis, stop drawing swastikas. Is it that hard? I've never done it. It's amazing.
Yep. Let's tell this next story backwards, shall we?
Okay.
This was Sunday, March 16th.
Did you just key a Tesla the other day?
Do what?
You're on video. Yeah. This is the guy. You just keyed a Tesla. You got a video online. I just saw it. It's all over the face. You have the media.
Keyed a Tesla?
Yes, you did. You keyed a Tesla in a parking lot somewhere around here. What do you got to say about that?
I didn't do that.
Well, you're on video. I said, I plainly saw you doing it. You pulled up right next to it, and then you keyed it. Oh, you want to bet?
And this was Friday, March 14th, 2 days earlier.
What a loser.
Yeah, 4.3 million views so far. So let's get this guy arrested for vandalism, please. Thank you.
Elon said it was definitely him. What a coward.
Also, maybe don't keep wearing the same jacket.
Or
wait for it.
Or
here it comes.
Or
almost there.
Don't keep people's cars.
Yeah.
That's another one. Free one out there for you. I'm not a lawyer, so this is not legal advice. But if you don't key people's cars, it's much harder to be arrested for vandalism.
Omar's catalog posted, this is the guy who threw Molotov cocktails at a Tesla Superchargers in South Carolina, Daniel Clark Pounder, 24, of James Island. He's in custody now, facing up to 20 years in prison. Preliminary hearing was on Monday.
He looks like he's from a band from like the 70s or something.
Hey everybody with the Molotov cocktails! Drinks on us!
We're gonna be here for the next 20 years!
Elon says, the legacy media is making people so crazy that they're firebombing Tesla Superchargers.
But how about some good news?
Right.
Aaron Lee in China said FSD is being tested with the Water Cup Challenge. It's never dull in China. Yeah, so I was watching this right here. This is in China, FSD driving with a water cup on the window, not spilling any.
That's an interesting test.
It is.
Yeah.
You could not succeed at that test here in New England, not because of the cars, but because our roads are so freaking bad.
Like,
water.
Asha Kalaswamy, Tesla's head of autopilot, said FSD's been prepared for this one.
Elon said Tesla's self-driving is smooth.
It really is. The latest 2.8 is chauffeur quality.
Mm-hmm. Now, everyone we bump into seems to have this narrative around Tesla that they've been fed by the legacy media.
Sales have slowed for Tesla, especially in Europe.
Well, not according to Andre Thierig, Tesla's senior director of manufacturing at Giga Berlin. Thierig recently said there are, quote, no plans for production stoppages, job cuts, or short time working.
In fact, the complete opposite is true. Production is, quote, not being reduced, but is currently being ramped up again, according to Thierig.
And I think this is a lot to do with the new Model Y. I think the Model 3 refresh garnered a lot of demand, mm-hmm. and then the Model Y refresh has done the same. And instead of this downtime, which I thought there would be between the old Model Y and the new one, I don't know how Tesla did it, but they just turned on the lines and the new Model Y is coming out. So you cannot get a old Model Y in the US right now unless it's inventory sales.
And when everyone wants to talk about like this dip in sales that we had seen in the last few months, a lot of that's because you'd go like, I live in Germany and I want a Model Y. And you'd go, okay, do I want the old Model Y or the new Model Y? And you probably want the new Model Y, but you probably want to wait not for the launch edition. You want to wait for a cheaper version of it.
Exactly. All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup, sponsored this week by Armored Cyberglass. So thanks to our friends at Armored Cyberglass for sponsoring the episode.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup. Armored Cyberglass's mission is to provide unparalleled security and innovation by delivering cutting-edge bulletproof glass for Cybertrucks.
Yeah, you heard that right. Armored Cyberglass has even caught the attention of Elon, so check out this response on X with more than 58 million views so far.
Now, Armored Cyberglass is currently upgrading another Cybertruck that will stop a 5.56 round. They can make custom armored Cyberglass to any thickness required, and they will reinforce the Cybertruck doors to stop rifle rounds.
Armored Cyberglass is a family-owned company that patented lightweight and ultra-durable glass used in over 5,000 vehicles across the U.S., now available for your Cybertruck. I think what's really cool, if you look at this video here, is that you can protect yourself from inside the truck because you can shoot out of the glass even though they can't shoot in. Like when I first heard about it, I thought, oh no, you can't shoot out to protect yourself. But the glass is so incredibly made that, look at, you can destroy a watermelon from inside the car.
All while protecting yourself from being shot. That's crazy. How do you do return fire?
Yeah, I don't know how they physically do it. It's amazing that bullets can't come in, but bullets can go out. You can check out the Armored Cyberglass for yourself at the Cybertruck Rodeo Part 2, April 12th in Gatesville, Texas.
The Armored Cybertruck will be at the rodeo with the bullet-riddled windows for all to see. So let us know if you go and share some video with us.
Go to the link below to add which Armored Cyberglass package you want or request a sales call. And if you use the promo code of ours, Cyber5, you'll get 5% off.
Thanks to Armored Cyberglass for sponsoring this episode.
All right, so Cybertruck posted, living in everyone's head rent-free. It is pretty good advertising if you believe that old adage that like all press is good press, because I know that burnt Cybertrucks doesn't seem like a good thing, but it does get the word out.
Forget burnt Cybertrucks, just a regular old Cybertruck. Just a bog standard.
But here's what
non-custom Cybertruck, just park it. And I've had people just, they,
I know.
Wow!
This week
I've had a guy and he's like, what is this, some kind of tank?
How is it possible? Have people been living in a cave or something?
I don't know. But as soon as they see it, it's going to live in their head rent-free.
Last Thursday, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, asked Tesla to bid on supplying cars for Israel's top officials, with a government spokesperson saying, Teslas are great cars and we look forward to studying their bid.
That's the advantage of a bulletproof vehicle. But wait, if Elon is a Nazi, then why does Israel want to buy their vehicles?
And Elon said, much appreciated.
I really appreciate the offer.
Gregor Truck caught this police Cybertruck in Chandler tonight.
So that's in Chandler, Arizona?
Yeah, there was like a big festival going on and this was the police truck that was at the like exit. Now, you remember those photos at Giga Texas from drone pilot Joe Tegmeyer from a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, there were tents next to the supercharger at the Gigafactory.
Well, now Joe spotted this.
Okay, what? I see a Cybertruck on there.
Mm-hmm. But that's because the top is still up, I think. Or maybe they have to keep the top up because the Cybertruck's so a little tall.
But so is there something else in there that's being hidden?
I don't know. Or is this to like hide the fact that they're driving Cybertrucks around because of the vandalism? Like, what do you guys think?
But
comment down below.
At Giga Texas. Of course, I know, but there's going to be Cybertrucks there whether you like it or not.
No, but I mean, as these drive around the country, maybe it's to keep them from being seen by people.
Because they're going to ram into the trucks? I mean, I wouldn't put it past them.
I don't know. I really don't know why they're doing this. So comment down below if you guys do. And a couple cool shots from Joe of the exit of the cyber tunnel at Giga Texas.
That's cool.
Cool.
Then YouTube channel Jerry Rig Everything was trying to make a video to show how weak the rear aluminum casting on the Cybertruck is. So Zach took an excavator and exerted 10,400 pounds of vertical force to break the Cybertruck's hitch. What Zach failed to mention is that the Cybertruck is rated at an 11,000 pound towing capacity, which is not the same as its 1,100 pound tongue weight. So the Cybertruck withstood 10 times its rated tongue weight. And as Wes Morrill, Tesla Cybertruck lead engineer, explains, Zach's test demonstrated a 10-time factor of safety on rated tongue weight. This should inspire confidence to use the vehicle up to its maximum rating. Infographic for those who don't understand the difference in towing rating and tongue weight. Yeah, the two are not the same thing.
Because so when you're towing something, usually it's a trailer, and the trailer has tires, and the tires
take a lot of the weight.
And so you end up with a tongue load. So that's what is kind of holding, it's not really holding down, but it's the portion of the weight that the truck is taking.
Right. Especially when you hit a bump and stuff.
And, you know, it has to be strong enough to be able to handle that weight. And you don't want to put all the weight on the wheels because then it makes the thing really squirrely. So there is a certain loading that you should do.
Oh, there's a definite science to it. You're right.
There's a rating that the Cybertruck has. And it's why did he make it sound like the Cybertruck was weak?
Clickbait.
Because he had to prove himself, because he's been saying that you shouldn't tow with the Cybertruck because some idiots have ripped off their tow hooks.
I think he got EDS and he had to start making anti-Tesla videos. I don't know.
Not the only one this week. We're going to be talking more on Patreon bonus story.
Cybertruck and Optimus got some more exposure during Kim Kardashian's recent post to her 357 million followers.
Do we have to blur that one? What is going on?
I don't know.
It's funny because, like, you know, I get it. Robots seem dystopian. But why does Kim Kardashian have to make it even more dystopian? Just if it's just folding your laundry, that's good. When it's weird, when you're being weird, that's weird.
Weird. Weird.
Why are you being so weird?
So if you watch us regularly, you probably know that we're not big fans of Consumer Reports.
Consumer Reports, which is largely funded by the Ford Foundation, has been anti-Tesla for years.
But Consumer Reports did just report on the least expensive car brands over 10 years of maintenance, and it's kind of hard to hide the facts. Tesla is the least expensive car brand.
Wow, that's exciting.
So, I mean, I think a lot of people might be asking, how is this possible? Because a lot of Teslas are more expensive than like a Toyota or a Ford.
Oh, we're talking maintenance here. So you buy the car and over the 10 years, what do you have to put into maintenance? $4,035 for a Tesla. The closest is a Buick. How's that possible?
I think because you just give up. You don't fix anything when it breaks. You just go.
That's true.
Well,
I just put rope around the trunk, so don't use it.
Or because the only people buying Buicks don't live 10 years longer than when they bought the car. So you don't have to fix it after that. It just sits in the driveway.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. Elon reposted SpaceX's post, deployment of NASA's Sphere X observatory complete, beginning the telescope's 2-year mission to collect data on more than 450 million galaxies and 100 plus million stars in the Milky Way.
Jared Isaacman, soon to be head of NASA, said, doesn't this get you fired up to see Sphere X is beginning a journey to study 450 million galaxies? The universe is full of questions. We need Sphere X and more missions like it to find answers.
SpaceX and NASA's Crew 10 mission launched successfully last Friday night, carrying 4 astronauts, including a cosmonaut, up to the ISS.
After a short handoff, Suni and Butch finally began their return on a Crew Dragon that was already docked at the ISS.
And as of watching this, they hopefully return safely and can partake in some St. Patrick's Day drinking, finally. Can you drink on the ISS?
I don't know if I've ever... I mean, you can...
Can you steal a nip here and there?
It's actually interesting because the surface tension of alcohol is lower than water, so I don't know if it'd hold together in the little floating blobs.
Become a mess?
Yeah. Space bar.
Want to buy some death sticks?
And Elon posted this, SpaceX Dragon docks with space station. Look at how cool it is to dock.
That is really neat.
Now, is it green on the left?
Or red on the right?
And this is them arriving at the space station. Lots of hugs everywhere.
Yeah.
It's nice to see people hugging from all different countries, you know? There's a cosmonaut hugging an astronaut.
Yeah, up in space.
Elon posted, Starlink now available in Niger.
Starlink posted, the Starlink team is supporting response efforts in Argentina following severe flooding in Bahia Blanca.
Yeah, so Starlink customers there, because of the flood, are going to get a month of free service.
Which is interesting because you may be like, well, wouldn't they have already been paying for it? There are some people who will get a Starlink and then turn on or off service depending on, like, because they want to save money.
Right.
In the middle of an emergency, you might not be able to turn it on. So it's really nice that SpaceX does that.
SpaceX posted landing confirmed, marking the 400th time a Falcon 9 first stage booster has landed.
Wow.
Stage one landing confirmed.
Or would you like to see it from the ground? SpaceX posted Falcon 9 completes three missions in 13 hours, launching four astronauts to the space station, 74 rideshare payloads to orbit, and adding 23 Starlink satellites to the constellation.
And Elon says, congratulations, SpaceX team, on three successful rocket flights in half a day.
And how would you like to win a trip to Mars? It's called the X Bracket Challenge, and here's how it works. You submit your March Madness bracket, and if you get a perfect bracket, SpaceX will give you a free trip to Mars.
What if you don't want to go to Mars?
Well, then instead, you can choose to get $250,000, a year of free Starlink service, the chance to train like a SpaceX astronaut for the day. You can send your personal item of choice into space on a Falcon 9 rocket, and a VIP viewing of a Starship launch. First runner-up, or if there's no perfect bracket winner, will get $100,000.
Interesting.
So go ahead and submit.
A free trip to Mars. This is the first free trip to Mars sweepstakes.
I think so.
Get your ass to Mars.
And speaking of Mars, Elon posted this. Starship departs for Mars at the end of next year, carrying Optimus. If those landings go well, then human landings may start as soon as 2029, although 2031 is more likely. We want to make it so that anyone can travel to Mars if they would like. So start getting your Mars clothes ready. He didn't talk about coming home. That's the only... It might be a one-way trip.
Now, at least someone likes Elon this week.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott awarded SpaceX with a $17.3 million semiconductor innovation grant for their Bastrop, Texas expansion of the Starlink factory.
This new expansion of 1 million square feet will generate over $280 million in capital investment and create at least 400 new jobs.
All right, it's time for Debunked. A new segment on the show. So Wired Magazine, which used to be a good tech magazine, but has now turned into a steaming pile of tech trash, ran this story last week.
Donald Trump bought a $90,000 Tesla with 37 recall notices against it. What they failed to mention, though, is that Stellantis had over 70 recalls in 2024 alone.
Ford had 62 recalls, GM had 33 recalls, BMW had 27, and Tesla only had 15.
But what Wired is really doing here in this headline and the article is just plain stupid.
Yeah, Wired is misleading its readers by aggregating all of Model S's recalls dating back to the Model S launch in 2012, and then presenting them as if they are recent or unresolved issues affecting the car that President Trump bought.
What they don't want to tell you is that Teslas are highly ranked as some of the most reliable vehicles on the road.
And in terms of recalls, be honest, Wired. Of the 15 Tesla recalls in 2024, over 99% were resolved with over-the-air software updates.
Only 0.7% had to be brought into service for physical repairs.
Furthermore, many of the Model S's 37 recalls since 2012 were for versions of the Model S that were prior to the Plaid, which came out in 2021.
So Wired is really, really reaching to say something bad about Tesla.
You could have led with Donald Trump buys the safest car.
Or he buys the quickest car.
Or the computeriest car.
But no, they just want to create FUD.
Wired Magazine has been struggling, by the way, with declining readership and plummeting subscriptions for the past few years. Wired had to go from monthly to bi-monthly publication last year since Wired's readership has dropped 30%.
But keep trying, Wired. Keep printing false clickbait headlines in the hope of staying alive.
You won't. You'll end up on the trash heap of history. Consider yourself debunked.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
This is the best razor in the world.
Hang on. You have a beard. How can you claim that?
I can thank Henson Shaving for my beard because before I started using Henson Shaving products, my face was just a nightmare. You can go back. It's on film. You can go back to some of the very early episodes of this channel. Before I started using Henson, my face was a mess. I started using Henson. It really improved my face. If you want to give it a try, you can go to HensonShaving.com. Use our code Now You Know to get 100 blades for free. Escape into the
future. All right, so this Into the Future actually feels like we're going back in time. So remember all those EV companies that were focused on making tiny EVs?
Yeah, like we visited, what was it called? Like Unity in Sweden, and they were making the Unity One.
Yep, and then there's the Swiss company making the Microlino.
Yeah, but we got to drive one of those in the Netherlands.
Yeah, the German startup Ego Life.
And the UK-based MiVB, another micro EV that we got to drive in the Netherlands was the Eli Zero.
Well, it seems either Toyota didn't get the message.
Or they felt left out.
Either way, Toyota just announced that they want to make a tiny EV, the FT Mii. The FT Mii is less than 2.5 meters in length, seats 2, and includes a solar roof to supplement its operational range. They say it can generate 20 to 30 kilometers a day, and it can be driven solely by hand, no pedals, which is kind of cool if you're in a wheelchair.
And look at that. Of course, Toyota included a CGI video in their press release.
It's compact yet spacious. I mean, the cool thing is in Europe, you can drive it without a driver's license.
Yeah, so 14-year-olds can drive it because it drives so slow.
It's just like another micro EV we forgot to mention, the Citroën Ami.
Right. These are all designed to be urban transportation solutions and they all have their place. But to me, the top speed is a problem.
Yeah, we really experienced this in Amsterdam. We were driving around in one of those micro EVs that can only, I think, go 25 miles an hour. And so that sounds fast enough for most cities, except there's those places in cities where the roads go faster and you can't in your little micro EV. So you're getting beeped at and you really shouldn't be on the road. And that's my problem is it's not a 100% solution, even in cities.
Right. And you might be like, but most places in cities is a 25 mile an hour speed limit. Why would you ever need to go fast? There's expressways. There's tunnels. There's always something with a city where it's like to get to this other spot. You know, the designers of the cities went like, we're going to build a multi-million dollar bridge. Should we have it carry people traveling 25 miles an hour? Or should it be a 3-lane highway carrying people going 65 miles an hour? And they went, well, it's going to cost about the same amount of money. So usually it's going to kind of limit where you can go.
Yeah. So we're not trying to dissuade manufacturers from making these tiny EVs, but let's not pretend that there's some kind of panacea that just because they take up less space, that parking will be super easy. Look, robotaxis are the answer. And I think we'll be able to prove that soon when Tesla launches their robotaxi network in Austin, Texas later this year.
Now, no word on when this concept will be produced.
My guess is never. I think it's typical of these car companies. They come out with something, have a press release, get, you know, that division all happy. But if they haven't even made a mock-up of this car and had to rely on CGI that looks like it's from 20 years ago, then I think they're pretty pathetic. We'll see. Prove me wrong, Toyota. All right, it's time for Sunspots.
Thank you to our viewer Glenn in Scotland for this next story.
So we got some grid-scale battery news from across the pond. Zenobe. It's a UK energy company based in London. They have just activated the first phase of Europe's largest grid-scale battery facility in Blackhillock, Scotland.
Can you believe how massive this thing is?
Oh, it's huge. Look, the first phase is already rocking 200 megawatts, and they're planning to crank it up to 300 megawatts or 600 megawatt hours by 2026.
So that's enough juice to power over 3.1 million homes for 2 hours.
And here's the kicker. There are only about 2.5 million households in Scotland, so this battery could power all of Scotland and still have some left over for a cup of tea.
More like a whole tea party. And the location is super strategic. It's nestled between Inverness and Aberdeen, smack in the middle of where those offshore wind farms are churning out all the clean energy. So this battery is going to be like the ultimate power bank of Scotland.
Ultimate power.
Taking in wind and solar energy and distributing it to the people of Scotland.
Yeah, and also, as you know, batteries are providing grid stability services.
Yes, and probably the best part from a customer point of view, this project is projected to save UK customers around £172 million over the next 15 years by smoothing out energy price spikes and reducing those pesky grid constraints. It's like giving every household in the UK a little rebate on their energy bills.
And while Zenobē isn't Tesla, we've got to give props where props are due. So does Zenobē make their own batteries?
No, the batteries and inverters were made by Wärtsilä, a Finnish tech company. Wärtsilä makes the Quantum 3 battery system. Looks very similar to, I mean, you can only make batteries look so different from each other.
Look, I know batteries and inverters seem boring. It's like talking about transformers or power poles, but without them, we aren't going to be able to have reliable, resilient, and renewable electric grids.
The new three R's, reliable, resilient, and renewable.
Yeah, instead of the old three R's, reading, writing, arithmetic.
I thought it was reduce, reuse, recycle.
Oh, yeah, reduce, reuse, recycle. That's, yeah.
That one's still good.
Yeah, so, but I mean, with the old reading, writing, arithmetic, we don't need to cheat anymore because they had to misspell two of the words to get it to work. Can you see at that meeting one day, like, okay, we need something snappy to remember reading, writing, and arithmetic. What can we use? Bob, the three R's?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's what you were taught in school, reading, writing, arithmetic.
No, I had social studies, language arts, English language arts.
Hey, and if you'd like to get batteries or solar for your house, but you have a lot of questions and not a lot of answers, go to our friends at Energy Pal. They can help answer them for free. Tell them that Zach and Jesse sent you. You'll save a lot of money. All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. Remember, we need your stories. Send them to us at helloandnowyouknowchannel.com. Make them 2 minutes or less. Shoot them in landscape with good audio and no music.
All right, so what do we got for our video contributor story this week?
Well, our buddy Steve sent us this. He said, Friday morning rush hour, busy road, heading into downtown Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm testing my latest update, 13.2.7, in my Cybertruck. Flawless entry as I let the Cybertruck do it all. The Cybertruck is already driving better than the average Minnesotan as it again signals its lane changes while so many other drivers have not been signaling. Suddenly, I hear this guy roaring his engine from behind, and you can see the rest. The Cybertruck braked better than I would have as I refused to intervene. It did a perfect job, perhaps saving me from rear-ending this asshole. Is that a pun? While he's giving me the finger later, I'm throwing him Valentine kisses because at my age, nearing 79, I have no more time for stupid road rage. Love and kisses on Valentine's Day from Steve.
Interesting.
Great having the faith in FSD that, I mean, because that takes a lot. We've been there, right? In the early days, you're just like, I don't trust it. But he's gotten to trust his FSD.
That's really interesting. Thank you for sharing that.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. And on Patreon this week, we've got so many stories just for our patrons.
We're going to discuss Mark Rober's latest Tesla video.
No, we're not. We're going to debunk it. I am so friggin' angry about this. I just, you know, just want to, I can't even stop right now. So how about Holmar's catalog pointing out, I wonder why they would want to lie about that. Oh, right, because Pure Vision Self-Driving is putting them out of business. That is Luminar Technologies' stock price.
What does Luminar Technologies have to do with Mark Rober?
I wonder. I wonder if it was Luminar Technologies that paid him for that video. We're going to get into it on Patreon this week. So go over there and join us for $1 a month.
You're not going to want to miss it this week.
You're not going to want to miss it. We'll see you there. All right. We are back from Patreon bonus stories. That was fun. Got to get my blood pressure down. Our poll this week from our patrons was, are you selling your Tesla stock? And what did they say?
No.
Yeah.
No, they
all
are not.
All right. You got it right. Our patrons know what's going on. To the other 9%, don't do it. Hang on there. Hold on. It's not financial advice, but I would if I were you. All right, time for Elon's X's of the week. Elon posted this, Half-Life, the game that proves you should never underestimate a nerd. ABC News posted, Doge is sifting through Social Security payments in an anti-fraud effort that has some worried the administration could deny payments to vulnerable older Americans.
Elon said, what's really happening is that the Democrats are using Social Security and other government programs to attract and retain illegals who are their future voters and will unequivocally shift the Electoral College and presidency via census in 2030.
Obviously. Elon said there was, still is, a massive cyber attack against X. We get attacked every day, but this one was done with a lot of resources. Either a large coordinated group and or a country is involved. Tracing. Elon then posted this meme, and it's a little deep. It's the I'm sad meme, but then if you read Grok about it, it's actually a math problem, the way he posted it. See how he put the absolute signs around things like me sad and I'm sad? So it's too complicated to get into, but I just want to...
he said absolutely because it's an absolute, value.
Yes.
Remember back to sixth grade, when they taught you about absolutes, you know, minus three, but in the absolute bracket, that's a three. I don't know what relevance that ever had. I never used absolute values, but...
So Grok says the combination of wordplay, turning sadness into positivity, and the unexpected mathematical twist, absolute value, creates a clever, multi-layered joke that resonates with those who catch the hint. The humor lies in the subversion of expectations and the dry delivery, especially with Musk's understated reaction.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely. Elon said visual representation of the Social Security database.
And he would know because he's in there looking at all the data.
Well, he knows because what fixing government computer systems feels like.
He's the only one who can relate to this meme. It's the sad part because everyone else working on these computer systems.
There's the guy who got the duct tape one day and tried to fix
it. No, they aren't looking at memes.
The Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, posted the weekly credit card update pilot program with 16 agencies to audit unused or unneeded credit cards. After 3 weeks, more than 200,000 cards have been deactivated. Great progress this week by the different departments.
Elon said, even after canceling 200,000, there are still twice as many government credit cards as there are government employees.
Well, you know, everybody's got to have a MasterCard and a Visa, right?
Exactly, because, when I go to Costco, they only take Visa.
Elon posted, actual public support for DOGE is super high. And he posted this meme. Remember that time you said steel dossier? It was credible and Hunter's laptop wasn't? That was awesome. Elon posted, turns out that the Doge team is basically just Democrats from 15 years ago. And he posted, the dirty tricks campaign against me and my companies happened exactly as predicted. This is a post from May 18th of 2022, where he said, in the past, I voted Democrat because they were mostly the kindness party, but they have become the party of division and hate, so I can no longer support them and will vote Republican. Now watch their dirty tricks campaign against me unfold. Popcorn emoji. He called it. Elon posted, it was easy to predict. This is their standard playbook. Look at what they did to President Trump. He was loved by Democrats until he ran for president. Now they call him Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin, etc., and try to kill him. Jamie Dupree posted Democrats using the Control-C, Control-V.
Wait, those are all the same tweet.
Mm-hmm. You can see the ridiculous political puppet show for what it really is. They are just actors reading a script. Elon posted, much like Sex Panther, 50% of the time, this propaganda works 100% of the time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
Elon posted, without judicial reform, which means at least the absolute worst judges get impeached, we won't have real democracy in America. No, let's keep them all. Like, you know, the good, the bad.
Right.
Yeah. It's just judges. Amuse says, oh, Canada. British Columbia Premier David Eby said he was removing Tesla from its EV rebate program because of Elon Musk in violation of the Canadian Human Rights Act. Perhaps Elon should ban Canada from SpaceX and Starlink in retaliation.
Premier, the measures regarding the Tesla chargers, are those only for Tesla, or will they apply to other American manufacturers? And can you explain the reasoning of why you're taking that measure?
Yeah, it's just for Tesla, and it's because of Elon Musk.
And Elon said, crazy.
Nick Sortor said, breaking, Pam Bondi announces an arrest has been made for throwing a Molotov cocktail into a Tesla showroom.
She said, they're looking at up to 20 years in prison.
Elon said, they fought the law, and the law won. Tesla posted, shout out to our owners, especially those who've recently bought a Tesla, as well as our supporters and advocates. You rock.
Thanks, Tesla.
Elon posted, the Department of Propaganda everywhere. Elon then posted, going back to this haircut.
Okay. It's a joke. He's making fun of himself. That's humor.
Insurrection Barbie says the Democratic Party has imploded. 29% support is embarrassing. So I think they should continue doing all the same things they're doing because they are clearly working wonders.
Elon says the public is wise to the Democratic Party scams and their funding via bogus taxpayer-funded NGOs is being turned off.
Chamath Palihapitiya says interest expense of the U.S. government.
Elon said massive problem being fixed.
Elon reposted this from Latest in Space. A rocket will never be able to leave the Earth's atmosphere, said New York Times, 1936. They also said an airplane won't fly for like a million years.
A million years.
Yeah.
It's been 16 days before the first airplane flew. Nice. Great track record.
All right. It's time for community mail time.
Community mail time.
All right. So guess where this is?
Russia.
It's in Graz, Austria. Marcus loves it and can't wait to drive it himself.
Oh, so that's not his.
No.
Oh, bummer. I'm sorry.
But it is in Austria.
Just keep staying there until the owner comes back and it'll be your ride. Michael spotted the new Model Y in red at the Scottsdale, Arizona showroom.
I don't think I've seen it in red.
That looks really good.
It looks pretty good in red, doesn't it?
And that's not even in person. I'm sure it looks better.
Jim spotted a new Model Y launch edition in his garage. Wait a minute. I'm getting reports that he's already taken delivery.
Wow. Congratulations, Jim.
Now, he did say that the internet trolls are claiming that he's lying.
So he's either telling the truth or he's lying. Why would he lie?
How would he have a picture of it in his garage?
Did he Photoshop? Shop it? I mean, what?
The internet trolls who haven't taken delivery yet are upset at him.
Max spotted this red Cybertruck. That looks awesome, too.
Mm-hmm. Chris got to attend an event at Tesla Montebello for first responders. Starlink and Unplugged Performance were there, and Tesla presented how they assisted with the LA fires. And by the way, Tesla Montebello is a converted Costco, and it's going to be a mega showroom and delivery center. And service center.
Wait, so you take the entire interior of a Costco and turn it into a showroom?
Yes. And so that's where they did this event. It was really cool because they were basically showing how you would like shut down the car if you're a firefighter.
That's cool. Raphael spotted this Alpine A290 GT based on the 2025 Renault 5 EV in Braschat, Flanders, Belgium. In the rear, it looks like a Leaf.
It looks a lot nicer than an original Leaf.
Yeah, I guess I'd like to see the front end, but okay.
Joe and Amberly went to go visit the Oil Springs Museum in Ontario, the site of the first commercial oil well in North America. And they went there in their brand new Cybertruck. And just to show how in the past oil is, they even have a charger at the museum.
Nice.
Chris got these shots of the progress of the Tesla diner. We got so many pictures here. It looks like we're very close to it opening.
Yeah. What's the holdup though?
I don't know. I mean, it looks like they're installing superchargers. It looks like the building is all built. They've clad it in stainless steel. It's definitely getting there. It's just, I think, the final touches and then it'll be up and running.
All right. I'm waiting for this. I can't wait to see the interior shots. And movies playing. That's going to be fun.
Finn just finished watching his first Tesla Time News. Congratulations, Matt and Deanne. And happy birthday, Finn. Happy 0th birthday.
That's so awesome.
I'm surprised he has the attention span. That's a long show.
Our friends Peter and Will spotted this new Model Y in Manhattan. It had California plates.
Interesting. Yuri spotted this VinFast in San Bruno, California. Dave took his Cyberbeast camping in Florida State Park. And here he is supercharging with some tourists.
Quite the attraction you've got, Dave. James spotted these Cybertrucks with special rooftop tents out in Encinitas, California.
So these are two different tents.
What are they?
From two different companies.
Well, can we talk to those companies?
I'm hopeful.
Okay. We're reaching out. All right.
Yeah.
I want to find out more about those. Those look cool.
Those look cool because it looks like they fold down into a nice, you know, flat thing that looks really sweet.
And remember, we need your community mail time. So send them to us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. We'd love to include them in the show. All right. What do we got out there in the world of supercharger reviews? Let's see.
Hey y'all, Jacob, Long Island EVs. I am stopped at the 16 stall V3 supercharger in Cranberry, New Jersey, right off the I-95. It's fairly easy to get to. There's not really any amenities here. I mean, we're parked outside a Marriott hotel, which I guess if you're staying at the hotel, it's nice to have. But if you're on a trip and you were going to stop off here, like we're heading north, we had to cross over I-95, get on the southbound side, go through a toll gate and then pull in here just to charge. And now when we get back on I-95, we're probably gonna have to go through the toll again. So I'm not sure if this is the best spot. You maybe look for another one unless you absolutely have to. So give it like a 6 out of 10. It is a 16 stall, so that's nice.
Just a little boy playing.
Anyway, now you know.
Now you know.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. This is Stefan Frost reporting in from San Ardo, California. New supercharger since July of 2023. This is a dozen superchargers that are 150 kilowatts each. And this would be rated one of my 10 out of 10 because it serves one of the key parameters I like about some superchargers is that they have a great location. They're very quiet and they also have a place where you can hang out and relax. And this place used to be a gas station. And now it is the mill called 43 Ranch. And what they do here is press olives for olive oil, which they sell here. And it's a very nice supercharger. So beautiful place to hang out. This is on Highway 101 going north from San Pedro towards the Bay Area. It's about maybe half an hour north of San Pedro. So it's a great supercharger. And now you know.
Hey, everybody. So it's windy and cold. And check out this view at this supercharger here. But as you can see, these are all pull through somewhat. And as you can see, there's some little less etiquette here. There's a cable on the floor. I'm going to see if I can pick this up. Be a good steward. Yeah, there's the issue. There we go. Manny's wise, there's gas stations galore here, and there's fast food joint here. I'm not sure what place this is, but there's looks like it's a McDonald's or some other fast food place there. 7-Eleven. And actually, this is actually more expensive than another location that was a little further out. This is 37 cents a kilowatt hour. The other one was 35. 33, I can't recall, or it was further out. And the funny thing is, the other one was a location I was looking at, it was 250 max. You know, this is 150, and it costs more. I guess you pay more just for the pull through option, per se. You know, if you want to call it pull through. But yeah, this is a nice view. Doesn't get old.
We are in Prattville, Alabama, and we're at the newer chargers. And we have a Target over here, a Ross, tons of places to eat. And a place to walk the dog. And I would rate this charging spot a 9 out of 10 because these suckers are super fast. So we're super happy to see them. Thanks guys, have a good one.
Thank you so much for doing supercharger reviews. We have a website where we've got all the supercharger reviews on a map where you can upload your own supercharger reviews. So there's new superchargers being added every week, as we're about to tell you. And you can get out there and tell us what you think of them, because that's going to be really valuable to people.
All right, what do we got for new superchargers in the world?
We got number 114 in Australia is the 6-stall version 4 at Oakley South, Victoria.
We got the 12-stall version 4 in Folkestone, UK.
An expansion from 20 to 28 version 3 and version 4 in Sarre-sur-Seine, France.
We have number 540 in California, the 16-stall version 4 in Pinole, California.
An expansion from 28 to 40 version 3s and 4s in Oslo North at Ullevål, Norway.
Expansion from 20 to 40 superchargers, versions 3s and 4s in Oberhonnefeld, Germany.
Number 249 in Germany is the 8-stall version 4 in Worstermark.
Number 215 in France is the 12-stall version 4 in Tavernay.
An expansion from 8 to 18 stalls, version 3 and 4 in Hirschsprung, Germany.
Expansion from 14 to 18 stalls in Zalameles, Germany.
Number 2 in the Philippines is the 4-stall in Pasay.
We got the 3-stall version 3 in Shanghai, China.
Number 2201 in China is the 3-stall in Suzhou.
We have an expansion from 6 to 8 stalls in Jung, Sweden.
And number 182 in the UK, number 1403 in Europe, and 7106 in the world is the 4-stall version 4, which is an on-the-move in Beacon, UK.
And just to be clear, they're still Tesla superchargers. It's just that another company like helps to operate them. So you can charge there. That's fine. Yeah, and we got a lot that we were talking about this week on Patreon bonus story. So if you haven't joined us on Patreon before, it's a great way to support the independent news that we are reporting on. And if you're like, are they really independent? Go watch 10 years of shows and see if we've been wrong about anything. See if we've misled you on anything.
See if we've been paid by Luminar to mislead you about anything.
Exactly. So we're going to spend some time on the Mark Rober video
situation
and a bunch of other things this week. You get all of that for $1 a month. So you get dozens of stories for $1, and you really help support the work we do, because it's not just us. There's a whole team behind us, producers and editors helping with the show, and they need to be paid. Help support us and keep the show alive. We're, 445 episodes? If we're going to make it to 500, we need your help. So we'll see you this week on Patreon. See you next week. Now you know.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.